what's going on? You are listening to Pull the Plug Podcast with myself, Mrs. Godzilla.
And me, Justin G.
Myself, Justin Briner.
And me, Sarah M.
Hi.
Hey, now.
Feels good to be back.
Yeah, it does.
Man, oh man.
What's up, sluts?
I take that as a term of endearment.
It
by
is.
The way.
Well, it
absolutely is.
Because I have autonomy over my own body.
I can
be a slut if I want.
It's empowering, right. Let me tell you.
It's empowering. Make a lot of money, too.
Yeah, good on
it's
you.
Kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. You know, if you charged it, like,
yeah.
Charge something,
no,
but
yeah.
You don't.
No.
You just are out there.
I'm a free slut.
Yeah.
Free slut. Cool. All right.
Ooh,
I'm a real boy.
Ooh.
Oh, that's why you're not charging anything.
Yeah.
So start the show off, as we seem to be doing quite a few weeks in a row here.
Yeah.
Sarah's been putting up a poll on her Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And we've affectionately called them canty polls.
Well, yeah, they're released every Tuesday, and she is always excited to see people next Tuesday.
She is.
Canty polls.
And what was the topic of discussion this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today we asked the age-old question that every sci-fi person wants to hear. Which is better, Star Trek versus Star Wars?
That is an age-old question.
It is an age-old question. It is also one that I've seen the argument that they're so different in a lot of ways, that they're so different that a lot of sci-fi
I kind of agree with that.
Or whatever are like,
incredibly,
you,
yeah.
You can compare them, but you can't, right? Like,
yeah,
it's, if you
they got
to,
the
you
star
but we're going to.
They
right
both
now.
Have star, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In
the
so, I mean, there you go.
There's
right
a
there.
Lot of commonalities and there's a lot of differences.
Yes,
exactly.
Which makes it the age-old question.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and there is only one Spock, so that's hard to compare.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
there's
true,
only one
Shannon.
Yoda.
You're right. So
yeah.
We're saying obvious things right
yeah.
now.
There are stars.
There are many.
Many
in stars.
That's why I had the S on the end, yes.
Okay, I don't know what's happening right
opinions
now.
Opinions in this room.
Yeah, okay, Shannon, what did you vote for?
What did you land?
So I landed on Star Wars,
okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Sure.
Because...
I'm glad you did.
Please do.
We'll make this
into I'd rather you not.
Make this into a conversation. Why don't
do
we?
It.
That for me, because Star Trek, there's just a lot of Star Trek to kind of sink your teeth into. And I felt like I almost missed too much growing up that it was overwhelming to try and go back and figure out where to start, what was too old that I wouldn't resonate with. It was just hard for me to find the starting point of where
okay.
it was the appropriate place for me to get started. Where Star Wars, I would say, I was going to say very like chronological, but they're not at all.
No, not even.
But they
have a release order that's fairly straightforward.
No, it's not.
Well,
but they
look,
have a release order in which they have guided you to watch them in. And that at least gives me a little bit of like a parameter to follow to be like, oh, this is how I get involved.
Right.
Where Star Trek, I don't feel like I have that just because there are so many iterations.
Mm-hmm.
I will say like the newer like movies that exist for Star Trek, love.
Mm-hmm.
They're like super
yeah, they
accessible. They're super easy to watch without having watched a lot of the earlier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That said, like I watched a lot of like the William Shatner era and stuff too, but I could never kind of figure out where my place was within that world.
That's fair.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
When they were releasing Star Wars, this is a question.
Yeah.
Did they go into it being like, okay, this is number four?
Or
at first they were like, no, this is the first one.
I think, well, when it was originally, it was just called Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then.
When the prequel thing started coming out, that's
I mean,
when
they
changed
no,
it?
No, they were called like episode, like in the, like those little like zooming title card, the words flying through space.
Yeah.
It
says
four.
Episode four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he.
Really?
I think he being George Lucas had the thought of like, this is a story I'm able to tell right now with the technology that's at hand or that will work right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Knowing I've got these other three movies
mm-hmm.
that I want to, the stories I want to tell, but they're just not, I can't tell them
right
now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is, an interesting thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was just trying to lock in some contracts.
I think he kind of was.
Fucking good on you. Get that money. It worked for him.
Especially in the 70s. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's just forward thinking.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm a Star Trek fan.
Mm-hmm. This is something I don't think I knew about you.
Yeah, really. Probably not. Like, my dad was a big Star Trek guy growing up. Okay. So, I mean, when I was growing up, it was like, he had Star Trek on like fucking all of the time. Like,
really?
It was just always on.
Wow.
And so it was just like, I was just like, I just find it more interesting. And like you said, there's so much of it.
Yeah.
That it's like, I kind of can go forever. Like,
well, and when you kind of just grew up with it and you grew up in the world, like you understood where your place was in that universe, you can bop around and feel comfortable knowing every, like, or at least components of every element of what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get where you're coming from because you've had the exposure.
Yeah. So I'm going with that.
Growing up, people in my house were like, what are stars? So
what are stars? You're a star kid.
You're going to make it big.
You're going to make it big.
I voted Star Wars. And I think the primary reason is like, a lot of it was because, like, again, same reasons for Shannon. Like,
Star Trek. Stop copying me.
Star Trek initially is like, okay, this is kind of daunting. It's kind of the, like, right now, I think we were talking about it earlier, Shannon, is like, it's almost the same problem with, like, Doctor Who right now. Like, if you want to go to Doctor Who, where do you start?
That's a great point.
If you haven't been kind of going along, like, I don't know. And so it takes a little bit of, not work, that's too hard of a word for it, but, you know, it takes a little bit of a kind of investigation to be like, okay, what am I interested in? What series should I start, or where should I start movies and whatever? That being said, I have a very high interest in watching all the, at least the Star Trek movies. I just haven't really gotten to it. But I think the main reason why I went with Star Wars is that's what I was exposed to first. Just like with Star Trek.
Yeah.
It's like, I grew up in like, being babysat by my grandparents, like Star Wars is like one of the first movies I watched, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think. Like, I can imagine that. That's like, fair. I had the original on. I'm like, what's this? Pop it on. And that's why you learn to love something, is because that's what you saw growing up. So I think that's probably the main reason why I would have Star Wars.
My other question is, does Star Trek stream on any services?
Yeah, Netflix, I think.
It's on Netflix.
Most of them.
Yeah, not all of them are on there, but
a lot of the good ones
are on and have been on.
Are those the like the series, like the TV shows,
or
are the movies on there too?
That's a good question. I don't know about the movies.
I don't know about the movies. They may have been on there at some point.
They were definitely on there at some point, I think.
But I know Voyager's on there right now. I think Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine.
And maybe the Next Gen may be on there, too.
Yeah, Next Gen is too. Yeah.
So sorry to cut you off. If you're like me, it was like, I would be interested in getting into this. Like, where should I start? In your opinion.
Oh, God.
Should I go, like start with, like, the first movie and just watch the movies? Or should I do this, like, watch a series?
I don't know
like,
about the movies, because the series kind of came out first.
Yeah, well, it depends, like, what, you know, what your series preference is.
Yeah.
If it were, if I were to tell someone to watch Star Trek, which ones should they watch? I'd say Voyager, because that's my favorite one.
I would also say Voyager.
Okay.
Not because it was the first or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, and it doesn't
because
need to
be. It's probably the best.
And then if you're going to watch movies, I'd have to say
Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. And
but the new ones are very great.
Like, I love them.
Pure
entertainment value. Like, they're incredible.
Awesome. Yeah.
But
I'm doing a disservice to all the Star Trek fans out there, because I can't remember the name of the movie that I would suggest, but we'll have them in the show notes.
Perfect.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And Star Trek fans, like, let me know, like, reach out. Like, I want to get into it. I don't know. It looks like it's a fun fandom to be a part of. So
it is.
It's cool. I'm all about that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you can start from the beginning. It's not going to hurt anything.
Right. Yeah.
I would say Voyager and then Next Gen. Those are my two favorites.
Voyager. It sounds like Voyager would like kind of hook me.
I think it was really good.
I think
I want to do. Okay. That's a good way to do that.
It had a really good, like, short and sweet, like, storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was like really enticing. Like,
yeah, good characters.
Yeah, but you got to watch Next Generation, because there's like significant, like, you know, characters in that. Like, you know, Captain Picard, the best.
Right.
Yeah. Best captain. So.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So where are we on the polls?
Yeah.
Right. The poll. So, much to my chagrin, Star Wars is in the lead, 79% to Star Trek's 21%.
That's crazy.
So 19-5 votes.
Wow.
That's so, yeah, higher than I would have thought. Like a higher disparity, I should say.
Yeah. I would have thought it would have been more like neck and neck for some reason.
Like I kind of said earlier, I think it depends. Like I feel like Trekkies don't use Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, what is my audience really? Like, I don't even know if any of them actually like Star Wars or Star Trek. But it's the question we
I'd like
ask.
To think half that's of them too. Accidentally tap the wrong one.
Yeah. Sure.
Fuck.
I also feel like there's a little bit of a resurgence with the Star Wars world with TV shows like The Mandalorian that people are getting true. Back into that world because there's current
yeah.
new content.
And I want to hop on that point, Shan. It's a great point.
Thank you.
That's why, you know, I actually had
We're starting a Star Wars podcast today too.
Because Star Wars now is doing really well with their TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Trek did really well with their TV shows. Yeah. And like, it just kind of shows you how you can go into TV with these things. And it's almost better than the movies.
Oh, it's better.
Because you can expand on the
storylines and take the time to flesh out characters and whatnot that you can't do in a two and a half hour movie.
Yeah.
And you're also seeing like, if you even just know of the Star Wars universe, you can enjoy something like The Mandalorian without having seen all of the movies and whatnot. So yeah, I think it's just drawing in new fans. And so maybe that's where this, heavy-handed, one-sided poll results is coming in.
And that's a good point, too. And I love Star Wars, so for me, this was a really hard poll to say. But I also love Star Trek, and also Star Trek.
What'd you pick, though?
That is not privy to anyone's information.
Yeah, it is. What'd you pick?
I never pick my polls.
Okay, oh, what?
For this poll, what would you pick? I'm asking you.
And we're going BuzzFeed or rules where the one you decide on, that's the one you stick with. I think the other one dies.
The other one goes away forever.
That's really, really tough, guys.
Is it?
Wow. Do we have to come back to it?
I don't even know. Like,
you
I'd rather
shunned by your family if you don't pick
I might
correctly.
Have to be just like, I might have to sacrifice myself. Like, I don't know if I can answer.
Fall on your sword.
I'd probably go Star Wars.
Oh, wow. Dagger.
Sorry,
I'm gonna let your mother know.
Yeah, it's not good.
She won't like it.
I do want to say Star Trek has its own emoji, the live long and prosper. So
that's a good point.
That's a there good piece of it.
There's no lightsaber emoji as far as I know. So
right?
Not yet.
That's odd, to be honest. Odd.
That's a licensing thing, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
Roddenberry's are just like, license it all. Give me that money. Anyway, that was Star Wars and Star Trek talk here on our new
good night, everybody.
On our new entertainment-based podcast.
Now that the podcast is 3 hours long.
Yeah. You're still with us.
Dive in. We got more coming up for you tonight here on Pull the Plug. Not only do we have some great music, some new music as well.
Yeah.
Reiner's coming at us with another ranker.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon's coming at us with a BuzzFeeder.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And ladies and gentlemen, the return, the long-awaited return. The resurgence, if you will. The second coming of Sucks to Suck.
Sucks to Suck.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
If you want to stay up to date with anything Pull the Plug related, head on over to our website.
P2Ppodcast.com.
New merch is coming up there soon. Woo. Been working hard on that. Working hard. Come on. Bullshit.
I've been pushing buttons on my keyboard.
I've been going clackety clack and click sometimes. But yeah, P2Ppodcast.com. Reiner, what is the first song of the evening?
So the first one of the evening is the new one
you're
referring to. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can give a little backstory.
Yeah, so I had this album on my rec room, I think, last week. Mattress Sense, I believe is how you pronounce it, by an artist in Australia, Claire Tonti. And I dig the album. There's a bunch of acoustic tracks on it. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's reach out. So I reached out to Claire on Instagram and said, hey, I really love this album. Can we play some of the tracks on the on our podcast? And she said, yes, absolutely.
Fuck, what a gem.
I know. That's kind of cool.
She's amazing.
Look at that.
Yeah, I love what she's about. You can listen to the album on
Spotify, Apple kind of thing.
Yeah, everywhere. Beauty. Wherever you want it.
Everywhere.
That's wherever you get your music.
That's Napster. Right.
Napster, if you still use that.
Get onto LimeWire.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure she'd appreciate that.
Yeah, she would love that. Yeah. Her website's just ClaireTonti.com. She's got vinyl available and all that stuff. But yeah, she's great. I love it. So, here
we go. This song is called Pints on PTP Podcast.
Pour the pints, frothy. Give me sticky floors and arts. Oh, this place could make me holy. This place could hide a broken heart. pack a bag, take my hat, buy a scarf. Would you like to come? Are you undone? What a laugh is that? Pour the pints frothy, give me sticky floors and dust. Oh, this place could be holy. This place could hide a broken heart. I'm at the bar, wanting shots, buying drinks. There's a tip jar in my line of sight, and I'm ready to begin. I'll find a flat, buy a car, taking the view. No one knows me here. I'll be great, I'll be new. Pour the pints frothy, give me sticky floors and darts. You could be holy. Gotta learn to live with a broken heart. Don't you know, there you are. Can't run, can't hide from yourself. Gotta integrate those scars. Pour the pints freely, give me sticky floors and darts. Oh, you could be holy. Gotta learn to live. Live with your scars.
Pints, that's Claire Tonti, and we're back here on PTP Podcast.
And I believe, Briner,
yes,
you've got another ranker for us this evening.
You believed. Correct.
My belief is founded.
It is founded. It's
founded in truth.
Excellent.
Okay, this week.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Yeah. Shannon is like
what?
Freaking out over
What's
here.
Going on?
I'm champing at the bit to sing the theme song, guys.
Oh, right.
I'm like side-eyeing Sarah over here.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah.
By all means. Look,
you're right. We fucked up there. Apologies.
Yes. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Oh, sure. We'll pop.
Go ahead.
Ranker tanker, don't you fuck it up. Pow.
Thank you.
It was absolutely
I mean, between the two of them, it's like, it's great.
That's true.
Like
that
they sing both theme songs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
They do the majority of the work.
Yeah, it's
so
nice.
It's
great. We just got to sit here.
I was going to say.
It's kind of great. Okay, this week. You guys ready for this shit?
Probably not.
No, I don't.
I never am.
I don't think you are.
We never do as well as anyone thinks we will.
No. The best cult comedy movies.
Cult comedy movies.
Yes. Now, that sounds hard.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But I think you can do a lot of them.
All right. Cult.
There's not one in here that I don't know, and that says a lot about
me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, that actually, that gives me some hope.
Yeah.
With all due respect.
Like, I've seen all of them.
Okay.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
You're a movie cult fan.
Comedies.
Okay. Well, I'm a...
You're a comedy connoisseur.
I'm a comedy movie fan, I'd right say. It's probably my favorite. That's genre.
Genre.
Yeah.
Genre.
I think it's pronounced genre. That's
actually
how it's pronounced.
It's a genre.
So, I think you can do top 15. I think.
Okay.
If you, like, we could, we'll start with top 10.
Yeah.
Okay. If you start getting them outside of the box, then we'll do top 15.
Okay.
Who's
sounds
going,
good?
Who's going first?
Shannon.
Who won? Did someone win last time?
Yeah, who won last time?
I don't know.
I just want Shannon to go for her horse nose that she made a couple seconds
what
ago.
What?
What's it?
Jesus.
We just got an impromptu
was
Shannon
that a
the sound machine.
Was that a queef? It absolutely was. That's what happens, children, after you've had two kids.
Start queefing out your mouth. It's just the weirdest thing.
That's the new tagline of the show. PTP, queefing from the mouth.
So my first guess is going to be Clerks.
Hey, Clerks. There it is. Number 13 is Clerks.
Okay, all right, well, we're going to mark it. Yeah, we'll mark
it. So we're going to go for that top 15 then.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm worried that I'm not going to really get the definition of cult comedy, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
I think you will.
Sarah?
Are you right over there? Oh, is it my turn? Yeah, I thought it was Justin's.
You still laughing at that queef thing?
Probably.
Yeah, it's funny, right?
It is.
For all of those at home, you should laugh at that.
Yeah, that's where you laugh.
Please
that's
remember
where the applause sign comes.
Please remember,
up.
We're funny.
I'm gonna guess. Bill. Sorry.
Bill.
Bill. Bill and Ted's. Bill and Ted's.
Excellent
Adventure.
No. Not in the top 15.
I don't know. That just came right out.
That's fair, though. No, that's not even out of the realm.
No, that's a good guess.
I was
that's
thinking of Clerks, Bob's people, but it came out Bill.
Jesus.
Is everybody okay over there?
I don't know what's happening.
Silent Bob is who you were
that's
thinking
what
of?
I was thinking
okay.
of.
Okay.
You know, Bob, the quiet one. What's his name?
Silent Bill.
Kill Bill and yes. Silent.
That movie.
Silent J.
What a mess.
Devolving early.
Okay.
Airplane.
Oh, that is a good guess.
It's a good one.
It's not in the top 15.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's not.
This is going to be one of those lists, by the way, yeah. that we get mad at Briner for no reason.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I'm ready for it.
Animal House.
Fuck.
Not in the top 15.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cults. I'm going to jump on Justin G's coattails here and say Rat Race.
Not in the top 15.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're going to get mad.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
No, you won't. It'll be fine.
Think of some of your favorites.
I don't have any favorites.
Bullshit. You know a lot of these.
Okay.
I'm blanking on comedy movies.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That queef got us all. Good.
That queef just fucked me up, as it usually does.
Usually just blows me right out of the water.
Whoa.
Boy, does it.
Hey.
I don't know why this is the first movie that came to my head. So, Austin Powers. I don't know why.
But it is. It's funny. And
it
it's
is
culty.
Very funny. It's not in the top 15. No.
My mind is blown.
Happy Gilmore.
Nope, not in the top.
Okay.
More cult.
Okay, I think you need to reframe this. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Culty. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Very good.
It's not in the top 15.
That's even really no. Guess, is it a
It's number 18.
That's okay.
I would say so.
Musical comedy. Okay. Cool.
Hey, they say so.
Monty Python, The Holy Grail.
Hey, now we're rocking. Next guess. Now we're rocking, people. Where is it, though? That's the question. Number three.
Oh, shit. Yes.
It deserves a top three spot.
Yes.
Okay.
Now you're thinking.
Okay. I'm going to roll with Life of Brian.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
It's not in the top.
Okay.
Underrated. Underappreciated, I would say.
I'm going to roll right on with that and say The Meaning of Life. Monty Python, The Meaning of Life.
That's a good question. I don't know if that's the only one in the top. One sec.
Well, you know what? It was all culty and we all just did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not in the top.
Okay. Well, I've got more.
Ghostbusters.
Yes. It's definitely on this list. I saw it. I want to say it's number 7. It's Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
There he goes.
Okay.
So you got to get it's like a time frame almost that I'm trying to put myself into.
It's a good way to think of it.
I don't think I'm thinking of it the right way, but I'm going to say it anyway, Dumb and Dumber.
It's not in the top.
That's fine.
Spaceballs.
Yes. Oh. I was waiting for you to say Spaceballs.
That is a movie
it's
we
number
grew
five.
Up on.
Number five?
Yes.
Sarah.
Yeah, me too.
I saw this movie when I was way too young.
Oh.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh. That's a good pick. It's not in the top 15, but... Yes,
that's great, such a great movie. Great, it would be so problematic right now.
Oh,
like any,
yes,
as any movie from that time would be. But fuck, that was great.
It's still great. I don't care.
Wayne's World.
Hey. Ooh, there we go.
See, that's good. It's not in the top 15 though.
No.
Oh wow, I thought you had a clincher.
I thought I
did. There.
Yeah, I thought that would look for sure, yeah, number one.
Yeah, yeah. I was surprised to not.
But the
see
Scooby-Doo
it
ending.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll off my other one and guess Mel Brooks's Blazing Saddles.
God damn you, Sarah. God damn
only
you.
Only number fucking one.
Fuck.
Is Blazing
oh
Saddles.
Wow.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Holy.
Number one. Oh, well. Mel Brooks.
Wow. Well done.
The king of cult comedy.
Well done.
He is the king of that.
Yes, he is.
Hmm. So it's all Mel Brooks films. That's all Mel Brooks films,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Office Space.
Ooh,
oh, yes.
So good.
Good
number
one.
Fucking two is Office Space.
Oh, number two?
Yeah, yeah. Nicely
that's
done.
Good, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's the deserving, I think, number
that's
two.
That's yeah.
Sure.
It's a great number two.
I love yeah that movie so much.
I haven't seen that in way too long.
You touch
it's
me,
worth
Stapler.
A re-watch, yeah.
I'm going to burn you. I'm going to burn the building down.
Even somebody who does an impression of that character, it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, it's great. I love yeah it. I love it so much.
Van Wilder.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like where your head's at with that, but it's not in the top 15.
Okay. So that might... there's got to be a Ryan Reynolds one in there, but I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. I'm going to say there is.
Oh, okay. All right. Ooh. All right.
Yeah,
little
just
clues
to help,
little clue
help you guys a bit.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with American Pie.
It's not in the top 15. Okay. No.
Oh, that's shocking.
It is.
Another shocker.
Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Blues Brothers is number nine.
These are all must-watch movies, by the way.
Yeah.
They are.
Every single one
that's
of these
what I mean.
Like you should watch
I've
these
I've
at least
seen
once
every single
they
one.
They are iconic.
Which
sure
one was that one? Number nine?
Number nine, yeah.
Okay.
Scary Movie?
No, not in the top 15.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That was a good guess. Yeah, no, it's not in there, which I
did
was...
Did we already guess it?
No. I was kind of baffled that it wasn't in yeah there.
That's surprising.
Yeah, it's not, though.
Okay. What do we have so far?
We have number... We have one, two, and three. Wow. Solid. Me and Sarah do. number five, seven, nine, and 13. So we're doing pretty well in the top 10, at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
Oh, that was my ooh next fucking
good
guess.
Really? Was it really?
You keep taking my guesses. Oh, shit,
sorry. Number 10.
Ooh.
Dazed.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Damn it. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, that's,
oh,
come
that's a good
on
one.
Now that's great.
It's not in
what?
It. No.
That's ridiculous. Wow. That doesn't make sense.
I don't make the
it
rules.
It does not compute.
Don't make the rules.
That does not compute.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that's definitely that's
in
wrong.
The top 25 or something.
It doesn't make sense. oh crap, I had it on the top of my head. Oh, Young Frankenstein.
No.
Damn, that would have been amazing.
Not in the top.
I'm having a hard time thinking of something now over here.
Okay. Well, I gave you a hint with Ryan
yeah
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds one. Okay, so you said Van Wilder.
Yep.
What? I mean, classic. Pretty much everything he does is comedy, but oh fuck, wait, there was I can't remember what it was called. I'll get help in the room. The it's like a restaurant.
Yeah,
that's a movie. Oh, I'm seeing
that's
in my head
one
too, but I don't know what it's called at
that's
all.
The waiting one. It's waiting.
Oh,
waiting.
There it is.
Number 15 is Waiting.
15.
Nice.
That was a great
nice
movie.
I love
that's
that movie.
That's a great movie.
I know, I could see the poster and I was like, I have
yeah
no
like
idea
the,
what this
is like
yeah
holding the food or whatever.
Yeah.
I cannot remember what it's called.
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, come on.
That's
now
a good one.
Not in the top 15.
That is absolutely a cult one.
That is so
it,
culty.
It definitely is.
I'm upset. I watched that like 2 weeks ago.
No way.
Yeah, I did.
That's
yeah
a great
you
movie
did actually. That's
so good. Oh, okay. What do I okay, yeah.
Can you give us any hints?
Yeah, we need some hints.
I think because I mean we're doing really well here. We're missing number 4, 6, and 8 in the top 10.
It's hint time.
6 and 8.
That's not bad.
Okay, one is a spoof.
A spoof.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other hints?
Okay,
is the Wedding Singer on there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to just do shout outs?
We'll do shout outs.
I think we do shout outs.
Shout outs is good. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I can't give you much about number four without giving it away.
Tommy Boy?
No.
Oh, that's a good
one. That is a good guess, though. Number six is a spoof.
Spoof.
Number eight is...
How about the movie Eurotrip?
Good movie. Not on here.
Okay.
Team America.
I forgot about that fucking movie.
I was just talking about that movie today.
Really?
I really was. That movie is so fucking
funny. It's so funny because she said Eurotrip, which made me think of Matt Damon because Matt Damon's in that movie. And then I was like, Matt Damon.
See, that's a movie that could never be made today.
Never.
No. Absolutely not.
A puppet sex scene.
Oh my God.
And the song about AIDS.
There's so much bad, but so much good with that movie. Yeah, it's not in here, but I wish it was.
I totally forgot about that fucking movie.
Can you give us a hint on like
number? Okay, so number.
Director or.
Yeah, an era.
Supporting
actor.
Rob Reiner.
Do you know Rob Reiner movies?
No, I don't know.
No.
Okay, well, this movie by Rob Reiner is the funniest rock movie ever made.
Oh, I know what it is.
Rock movie?
Well, what is it? Say it.
School of Rock?
No.
Spinal Tap. Yes. Or this is Spinal Tap. Yes. That's Rob Reiner.
Nice. Yes. This is Spinal Tap. Yeah. It's number eight.
Oh, okay.
School of Rock is Ned Schneebly.
Ned Schneebly. Yeah. The Schneeb.
The Schneebs.
Okay, number 11.
Are there like really old ones on there? Or are they still like 80s to like 2000s?
I think the oldest one left is...
I would say Blazing Saddles is like 74 or something.
The
like
oldest this. One left is 1998.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah,
1998?
So, yeah. So there's a lot of new 2000s ones, I should say, that are left.
Jesus.
Can you give us a director? I mean, the Rob Reiner one, that I mean, it took us a bit, but we got there.
Okay.
I want to get this list. I really want to finish this one.
Joel Cohen. Does that...
Oh, it's a Cohen brothers.
Joel Cohen, if I'm saying that right. C-O-E-N?
Yeah.
It's a big one.
The Big Lebowski.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for
saying
the word big.
Nice. Yeah, that's true.
tried to be discreet about it, but yeah.
I had a controversial opinion on that.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay. It's not that funny. Right?
People love that movie. They do. You know, love what you love.
They do.
But I watched it and I'm like, am I missing something? Like, it just didn't...
Well, yeah, I think therein lies the cultiness.
Well, that's
it.
I didn't find it very funny. There, I said it.
Wow.
You did say it.
I said it out loud.
What number was it?
Number four.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Number four. See, I also don't get that. But anyway, whatever.
Yeah. It's a big one, though.
It is a big one.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a big Lebowski one.
Yeah.
Is there any more Mel Brooks on here?
No.
Okay,
no
more, I just no needed to ask because I don't want to keep yelling out Mel Brooks if he's not on their list.
One is a cop movie.
Police Academy?
No.
Naked Gun?
No.
Oh.
That is a good guess, though.
Oh, you said it's newer, though.
Current. It's newer, yeah. This is newer. So now everything is in the 2000 and on.
Police?
Yeah.
Cult comedy.
Yeah.
The Other Guys?
Nope.
Hot Fuzz.
Good guess. No. Where did I see that? Yeah. That's number 17.
Anchorman? Fuck.
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yes. Shit.
That's the spoof I was...
That's the spoof. Absolutely it is.
That's good.
That is a really good movie. I haven't seen that in a very long time.
That's so good.
I got to watch all the Cornetto trilogy.
Number six, Shaun of the Dead.
Nicely done, Shandan.
Is Anchorman on there?
It's not.
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
So we do have... the entirety of top 10 if we want to stop, but we've only got three more left for the 15.
So 11's the cop movie.
11's the cop movie.
Number two is a movie with, well, it's directed by Mike Judge. I don't know if that helps. Released in 2006.
He directed Office Space.
Yeah.
But we already said Office Space.
No, I know. I'm just, if that jogs anything, that's all. I'm
nope.
It's got Luke Wilson.
Oh, Idiocracy.
Yes. Number 12 is Idiocracy.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I've really? Never heard of that.
I've seen it once.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Is that the cop movie?
No. Well, he's a private eye, I think, in that, but that's not the one I...
Is that the cop movie that you...
No, that wasn't the one I was referring to. No.
Does the cop movie have Will Smith in
or
it?
No, he's like a military guy in that one. In Idiocracy. I'm just trying to get my facts straight. Right, it's been a while.
So, it's been a while.
What'd you say? Sorry?
Is Will Smith in the cop movie?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
The incredulous look. Will Smith? Just almost offended that you asked.
How about
keep his name out your fucking mouth?
21 Jump Street?
No. No. Cultier than that.
I don't know what gets more cultier than that.
We used to get pretty high in high school and watch this one. Big stoner flick.
Pineapple Express?
No.
I did say Dazed and Confused.
You right? did, yeah?
Yeah.
Apparently. Oh, I know. Super Trooper.
Yes. Super Troopers.
Oh, there you go. Great. Fuck yeah.
That was 11? Number 11?
Yes. Number 11.
Guys, we're only missing number 14.
Oh my 14.
Coyote Ugly?
No.
Coyote Ugly. What?
I don't know.
Great, I love that's a great
I watched that way it. Too young. Too.
Yeah, same.
You said high school.
Yeah.
Way too young.
Yep.
But God, I wouldn't regret it for the world.
Wouldn't take it back for anything.
No.
The Mask?
No. I'm just going to give a name and then it'll probably give it away. Woody Harrelson.
Zombieland.
Yeah. Number 14.
I have never seen that.
Really?
Yes. It's good.
I've never seen it.
It's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
That surprises me that it's on. Like, it seems too big and too current. Yeah.
And not big enough.
I didn't make the list.
What is this, fucking Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah, right?
Bullshit.
Be a little more streamlined.
Man, well, that's given me a list to go back and rewatch. No, that's shit. For sure.
Yeah. There's some good ones on there.
Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I'm going to like just add all of those movies to my watch list.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a comedy film education right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But they were missing some big ones. Like the fact that like Police Academy or Wayne's World, like there's some ones major missing, ones sure. that are missed. Oh, yeah. There.
I agree.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do we want to know scores? Do
you no. care?
Yeah. I think we do.
Yeah, you yeah. do. All right. Well, Shannon got 2. Sarah got 3. I got 10.
Did you get?
Holy shit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I
guessed a lot.
2, 3, 4.
You kept stealing all my answers, so.
Oh, well. Wow.
Be better.
I think we need faster. To go the other direction. Think of
them.
Maybe.
Okay, next time we'll go the other direction.
Fucking 10.
I got number 1, though.
You did get number 1. That's
so
worth.
So I win.
Right. So you win, yeah.
That's worth more points.
I got, I think, number 11.
You got 6 and 13.
So you win.
Add 6 and 13. I mean, that's some pretty high numbers. So.
Exactly.
Link to that full list if you do want to add some of those movies to your watch list will be found in the show notes down in your podcast player or over at the website.
PTPpodcast.com.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get back into the music here. This is Nick Everett with Fake Conversations on PTP.
To the difference between drunk and down again. I have asked you twice to go, to go, go. Oh, oh, oh. And I hold on. Difference between sensation. So would you tell me about your day? Tell me about your partner's friends, how they drink all day. And I'll tell you about my interests and nothing of my heart. In fact, I'll ignore what is true to me. Keep this thing short. Fake conversations, so overrated. Fake
Fake Conversations, that's Nick Everett, and we're back here on PTP Podcast.
Guys.
Yes.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But it sucks to suck time.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
It's been a bit.
It has, actually.
But we're going to take a look at a few stories from around the internet in Sucks to Suck, where, you know, people have done dumb things.
Dumb things.
made, you know, wrong choices, bad choices. Not that we would know anything about that.
No, definitely not.
And we like to shout them out here because, you know, make them feel better. Yeah. You know, we all make mistakes. I think I've got four of them actually here. So let's just...
Man, a lot of people sucking out there.
Yes.
Dive right in.
A lot of people suck.
This one comes out of Washington State. A mother said that she needed some help. She has identical twin sons.
Okay.
She needs some help telling them apart. So she called the police.
What?
And she kind of wrote in a bunch of like Twitter threads. Tomorrow I have to go to the police so they can fingerprint my twins and tell me which one is which.
Hmm.
I won the Mother of the Year award. So the post, which she shared back on March 2nd, garnered more than 15 million views and was liked at least 320,000 times as of, I think, last Wednesday.
Holy shit.
She shared several follow-up posts, including an image of one of the infant's footprints. She also posted, we took his prints, but they don't appear in the system. We still don't know who is who, she wrote. She also, obviously they're not in the system. I don't know why you need to point that out.
Right.
She also posted photos of the twins, whose names are Lorenzo and Valentine. The babies are now 3 months old. And she can't tell them, she doesn't know who is who's who. What?
How old are they again? You said 3 months
old?
3 months
old.
I think that's a load of shit.
It's got to be a load of shit, right?
Like, there's what do you mean?
There's no way that there's not...
some sort of marking.
Every kid's got a defining little, even like the smallest little, like, oh, that's a little whatever.
Right. Everyone's like a freckle or something.
Something. Oh, this one kid's eye is fucked up. Like, whatever.
I mean, she could always like mark them.
Right. Like just put a little like yellow.
Like, right.
Brand your children. Put a little barcode on the back of their necks, like Hitman style.
I don't know. Like one a little and Sharpie moment.
Yeah, really, though. Like, just a little Sharpie dot.
You probably could.
Yeah, just like, for you to know.
Just so you can figure
no
it out.
No one would until know they you're have doing their personality. You don't need to call the police.
Mother of the Year is right. I don't know how the fuck that happens, but anyway.
Sucks to suck.
More kid-related stories in Sucks to Suck. This one comes out of Little Rock, Arkansas. New mother Sammy Chipman showed up to Paragold's Tiny Blessings last Friday, which is like a daycare, presumably, after work, to find out that her child was sent home with another parent who didn't realize it wasn't his kid.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean?
Come on.
When Chipman arrived at the daycare, she knew something was wrong because she can usually spot her child because... typically, parents know what their kids look like.
Well, not the last lady.
Yeah.
That is when an employee handed her someone else.
Oh, my God.
She's quoted in the article saying, "They tried to hand me a child who was not mine. I asked them multiple times where my child was, and they asked me, 'Are you sure this isn't your child?'"
Are you Wow.
Her 3.5-month-old son, that's maybe 3.5 months or 3 years and like 3.5.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Kind of a little,
because you wouldn't.
It's a little vague here.
Typically,
you wouldn't leave a 3.5
at a daycare.
But that's the thing. Sometimes, like states in the states, there's not a lot of child.
I guess you're right.
Time off. Anyway, her son Ridge, not a name, was sent home with another parent, Kyle Cross. Another parent at the daycare, but someone the Chipmans had never met. Like they didn't know this man, this person at all.
Okay.
So it's not like
what.
So we had no idea who this man was, where he was, or where he went. We still, to this day, have no idea where he went this entire time. And it took around an hour for this person to return with the child. So that, like, this daycare had to, like, call this guy.
Oh, my God.
Be like, hey, we have, you've given the wrong kid. So the police report said employees at the daycare were worried Cross was intoxicated due to the, quote, mannerisms and the odor of suspected marijuana emitting from his person. And
holy
that
shit.
Is when this just gets going crazy. That is when an altercation started in the parking lot because Chipman said that she had the same question as everyone else. How does this happen? How could you not know that's not
so.
Your child? How
right.
could mm-hmm. you take someone else's child and have no remorse?
Yes.
Now, this daycare announced new stricter policies when parents or guardians pick up their children, which their owner said was because of COVID restrictions. But Chipman doesn't believe it for a second. They're putting out all these protocols in because of COVID regulations, which are not true. They're supposed to have a sign-in, sign-out sheet, IDs, all that shit. And there's a lot of things they're supposed to be doing that they have not been doing.
Now, did you say that man took, like, did he have a child in the daycare that also went missing, or was he just some rando showing
right.
up?
That is a valid point.
It's not clear.
That's concerning.
Why was this man, so this man just stumbled into a daycare intoxicated
and they gave him a child,
is what I'm understanding?
Yeah.
Sounds like that's a problem with the daycare.
That sounds like a problem with the daycare.
This place should be fucking closed.
Right away.
And obviously the man for taking the kid, but...
like, what the fuck?
That is wild.
Where in America? Sorry?
Atlanta, didn't you say?
Arkansas?
Arkansas. Yeah, you did.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah.
Oh, Little Rock. Sucks to suck.
You want more kids news?
Jesus.
These are on fire tonight.
A teacher in Florida is being accused of organizing fights at Griffin Middle School in Tallahassee.
Okay.
WCTV says students were being allowed to fight in Angel Footman's classroom. A school resource deputy received an alert back on March 24th, and school administrators were shown videos to support the claim.
Oh, my God.
School administrators were also shown videos to support the claims with alleged fights taking place between March 22nd and 23rd. Documents obtained by the local news station there claim several sixth grade girls told police they participated in fights planned during school hours and were invited back for more fights. Footman, who's 23 years old, allegedly had rules. This is the teacher, the caretaker.
Right.
Allegedly had rules, including, quote, 30 seconds, no screaming, no yelling, no phones heard on camera. She also told participants to stop pulling hair.
Oh.
A detective who reviewed the videos identified Footman sitting on her desk, failing to break up the fights. Documents also show that there are no records of Footman reporting the fights to administrators.
What?
So she basically had a kids fight club.
That's crazy.
This is so weird.
That's crazy.
There's got to be some underlying weird shit going on.
Something's going on there. Yeah. So she is slated to be arraigned on May 4th on the charges. She has since been released. But
what?
It's not giving me confidence in sending my kid to school.
I guess not.
Hearing these types of stories.
I guess not.
At least not in the States.
At least not in the States.
Sorry to everyone.
Thankfully,
in the
I don't
States.
Have to deal with that.
Yeah. Sucks to suck.
And then finally, this is my favorite sucks to suck story. Sure. And I think for a reason because I think I can relate to this one
okay.
a little bit. Like I can understand why this person thinks this is a sucks to suck moment.
All right.
So this story, last story for Sucks to Suck.
Sure.
This story comes from petapixel.com, which is like a photography-based website.
Okay.
So the headline of this story is just kind of give you an idea of what we're looking at. Divorced woman demands refund from wedding photographer 4 years later.
Well, I don't think it works like that.
So strap in, everybody. So a South African wedding photographer this week received what he called the craziest request he has heard in his career. A woman whose wedding he shot 4 years ago, back in 2019, is demanding a full refund for the wedding photography because she got divorced and, quote, doesn't need the photos anymore.
Oh, my God.
Johannesburg-based photographer Lance Romeo tells Petapixel that the client was a friend of a friend he met shortly before the wedding. Quote, I was doing a photo shoot at our friend's birthday party. Then the friend told me that she has a friend who's getting married, needs a photographer. Then I told her you can give her my number. He says he quoted his standard rate of like around $815, like our money, which is actually like a really
that's
good.
That's incredibly
really
cheap.
Wow. The couple negotiated it down.
what do you, wait, really?
Well, yeah, no, because they didn't want to pay as much. Like he quoted $815 and she,
yeah, but that's cheap though.
It's significantly cheaper. Yeah. Like really cheap. Like,
and they're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So give, agreement, give us a discount.
You're robbing us.
Exactly. Agreement was reached. Photographer shot the wedding. Happy client. Loved the pictures. All sure. good. Or so he thought. Fast forward 4 years, and he receives an unexpected message from the woman on WhatsApp. And Romeo initially thought she would ask to hire him again for another shoot, but he was kind of taken aback when the woman explained that she had since gotten divorced and was now requesting a refund since she no longer needed the photos.
Perfect.
Now, we're going to be posting a link to this story, and I highly suggest, if you find this entertaining, to check out the link because it's got screenshots of the WhatsApp messages.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
And I'm not going to read all those because that's just tedious, but it's fucking great. And she writes, well, I'm now divorced, and those pictures, me and my ex, we don't need them anymore. You did a wonderful job, but they went to waste as we're now divorced, and I will need a refund of the amount we paid you because we don't need them anymore.
Need.
That's, I can't believe.
Where does this bitch get off?
Right? Like, wow. For those of you who don't know, like, sometimes I do photography and wedding photography and stuff like that, and I
could you fathom
it's so,
that?
No, it's unfathomable, so much so that he was like, that's really funny. Like, he responded like, sure. Oh, that's a really funny joke. And she's like, no, I am dead serious. And he's like, well, I'm sorry to hear that you had a divorce. That sucks. But, you know, as you can figure out, that's not going to happen. This is a non-refundable service. And she escalates demanding to get, like, lawyers involved, which, by the way, you have no case.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go for it then.
Go for it. And he's just like, I'm convinced this is a prank. He's like, I still don't believe that this is a real thing.
Right.
That this woman would demand a refund for wedding photos from 4 years ago.
Do you know what, though? This reminds me that I have a pair of jeans that haven't fit me in about 7 years. So I think those need to go back. And I also had a meal a few years ago that it just doesn't bring me joy anymore. So I think I'm going to approach the restaurant and see if I can get a refund on that. So
yeah, I was here 10 years ago and your food sucked.
Give me my money back.
The audacity.
Yeah, the audacity.
Wow.
The gall, the gumption.
fuck, that's unbelievable.
So we'll be posting a link to all four of those Sucks to Suck stories down in the show notes, down the podcast player. Check it out. Or over at the website.
P2Ppodcast.com.
Coming up next, not only do we have some more great music.
Yes.
Shannon's bringing us a BuzzFeeder.
Boy,
super
am
jazz
I.
for that.
But first here, it's Shithole of a Town, Thomas McManus on Bullet Plug.
Stark naked, walking on thin ice, crushed clover, and it's so nice to be with you. Wasting time smoking and rolled cigarettes, speaking silver words to my last regrets, when all I need's useless me. I don't mean to be depressing. Sometimes it's all that I can do, yeah. Anything's better than nothing at all. At least that's what I tell myself when I'm blue. Yeah, I'm so ugly on the inside. Don't trust my mother, she's been lied to all my life. Popcorn
covered in chocolate. I know I gotta stop smoking that shit before I try to find a real job. And I don't mean to be depressing. Sometimes it's all that I can do, yeah. Anything's better than nothing at all. At least that's what I tell myself when I'm. Naked, walking backwards on a tightrope. You know, I know, I blow the best smoke in this shit hole of a town.
Shithole of a town, that's Thomas McManus. We're back.
I don't know why, but my brain auto-corrected you saying it to shithole of a podcast. Well, and I was like, yeah.
And
yeah,
fair.
Here absolutely. We are. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the shithole of a podcast.
Pull the plug podcast, the complete shithole in your ears.
Right. You ever wanted a shithole in your ear?
Oh, that's shit in my ears. You got a BuzzFeed or
no, it's just pull the plug.
We're here repurposing content from the internet.
Here we are. Yeah, we kind of made a career of it.
It's a BuzzFeeder, got a feeder for you.
Oh my God.
Wow. So that could almost be an 80s
was
song.
I know, I was like, is this like was Power this Rangers Van Halen? Theme?
Like, no. I don't know. It felt like a Van Halen.
Give me like
song.
A bass line under that.
Give me that again.
Yeah,
one
yeah,
more.
Hit it.
One
hit
more.
It.
BuzzFeeder, got a feeder for you.
And then like a fucking Flea bass line or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Flames coming up.
Yeah, Flames coming up.
You're welcome.
Or like a Kiss song or something.
That was amazing.
I just got pregnant from that.
Gotta feed up for you.
Oh, see,
but feed up.
See, this is why you workshop.
That's it.
I don't think you need to workshop shit though.
No,
came out of the gate swinging. Good.
No, they just made it so much better.
Oh, fair.
Okay,
we'll write a song.
So tonight, guys, we are discussing. Disgusting. No. Weird food combos and whether you'd actually try them or not. Are you Pinterested?
Oh yeah.
Is what I'm asking.
So put that on my board.
This is fun. I like being experimental with food, trying new things. So
I'm just
yeah.
experimental.
That's
yeah.
a good point.
Yeah. Let's go.
That's how I lost that thing in my
On that note, peanut butter on a burger.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
1,000 times, yes.
Yeah, it's
delicious. Have you tried this?
You've got strong feelings over here. I'm sensing strong feelings.
Okay, what kind of peanut toppings, butter burger is great.
Yeah. What kind of toppings do you put on?
Bacon.
Just yeah. peanut butter and bacon?
That's my go-to.
Yeah, just you could do
beef patty.
Yep, peanut butter.
Peanut butter, and like a
cheese?
Lot of peanut butter?
I could do cheese.
You could do cheese. You'd put cheese, I think, probably on the bottom.
Yeah, bottom.
Burger, peanut butter. You could do pickles, actually, on there. Pickles,
yeah,
could
pickles
probably
work.
That. But the sweetness of the peanut butter and the saltiness of the beef patty, it's fucking delicious.
And the bacon.
Sounds like the bacon is key.
Huh.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. So that actually sounds good is one of the options. And absolutely not came in at 44%.
What?
Wow.
Real strong opinions
these
there.
Just people who are just like, I don't want to change anything. Mm.
The second one, not my first choice, was 35%. And that actually sounds good, was 21%, the lowest poll option.
Right, well, fuck those other people.
Yeah, fuck everyone.
Fuck them.
I'm surprised this one is even considered a weird food combo, but how do you guys feel about olives on pizza?
I don't enjoy olives, but like I understand.
It's a common thing.
It's a very common thing.
Very
and again,
common.
It's the same thing of like you add that saltiness to everything. Like it just works. So yeah. like mm-hmm. I don't like olives, but that makes sense still to me.
Yeah, I would mm-hmm. say 1,000 mm-hmm. times.
Yep. Love me olives.
Yeah.
49% agree. Olives belong on pizza. Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. Does it say don't be dumb?
No, I said that.
Oh, I wish it did.
I mean, I agreed with her. I was like,
yeah, that's a fair statement.
Pickles and peanut butter ice cream.
Nope.
I don't know about that, but I've heard about peanut butter and pickles, and you just said peanut butter and pickles on your burger. Yeah, but
the ice cream thing is a
weird.
It's not the peanut butter and pickles.
Pickles and ice cream are so good together.
Sorry, what? You've had this before?
So, okay, my go-to was always getting the McDonald's like hot fudge sundae and then putting dill pickles.
Yes.
On that.
This is your
sounds disgusting.
This is your Wendy's French fries in the Frosty.
I suppose
that's what it sounds like. The equivalent thing.
And like, it would be the McDonald's pickles too, and you would just like pile them in there. Like every single bite was like a combination.
That just sounds so wrong.
It sounds
so good. And sometimes they would give you the little packs of like chopped up peanuts, and I would put those
if they were really nice.
So that's where the peanut butter angle comes in for me. Like I'm all about that.
I think my main issue with it is shitting my pants after. No, it's not the temperature. I think it's the texture of ice cream, the texture of the ice cream mixed with like obviously like not a soft pickle, biting through a pickle.
Yeah,
like it. I don't know. It feels like it would be wrong to me. That being said, I would try it, but I'm not.
I wouldn't try this. No, I would shit like a goose for a week.
Do you like dill pickles?
I love dill pickles.
Do you like ice cream?
I do.
Yeah, and you not together. Peanut butter ice cream is
your favorite. My bowels.
Why do you think this would make you shit?
I don't know. Shit like a goose kills me.
I would shit like a goose for a week. Am I wrong?
He's not lying, everyone.
I would. It would not go well.
Body. It's good to know your body.
Know your body.
You gotta know your body.
Know your limits. Play within it. Or don't.
Or don't.
Fucking do your thing. Yeah, so no for me. No.
77% of voters
say fuck that.
Said absolutely no. They absolutely said get rid of that.
Yeah,
it does.
That makes sense. They don't want to shit themselves either. Which is fair.
So, Shannon loves it.
Wow.
Love shitting myself. Yeah. Anywhere, anytime, anyhow, pooper. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's just poop our pants, guys.
Let's do this team.
Along the same vein, how do you feel about French fries and ice cream?
Yeah,
I think that's so stupid. Okay.
I can do it.
I can do it, but I'm not like it's
I'm not yeah.
I'm not interested. 100%.
It's just like I don't need to. Like, why?
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how I feel.
Why?
Like, why? Yeah. Like,
I'm intentionally making something hot, like a nice hot fry, cold.
Yeah.
By dipping it in something that the texture doesn't match. The flavors usually don't complement each other.
I don't get it.
Some guy got high and did it.
Yeah. It is the Wendy's fry and the Frosty, which I have done. And it's like, yeah, okay, that's
fine.
That's good.
I think it's fine.
That's a vessel.
That's a vessel to enjoy this.
Yep.
It's not that good.
I lost my spoon, so this fry will do, right? But, you know.
So 29% of voters did say meh, but 53% said I'm all for it, which is crazy.
Wow.
That's high.
These people are high.
Yeah, literally.
You're going to have a great live your life.
So this next one, I've only seen this recently, I think on TikTok, but apparently it's a thing and people love it. Olive oil and ice cream.
Huh?
I could see that. I could see how that would work.
Apparently it just like enhances flavors. You have like good crazy. Olive oil. Yeah.
It'd have to be a good olive oil. And it would probably make...
Do they do that in Italy?
I bet they do.
They probably do. They probably invented it and made it popular.
Everything that's good was invented in Italy.
Obviously.
Or on TikTok.
or on TikTok. Yeah, that's also very wrong. Yeah.
I feel like I would try that. Like, that's something I would try. And it's probably because I love olive oil and ice cream. And olive oil is not going to like, you know, make or break any flavor.
It's just
going to
kind of be slimier, I think.
Slimy, yeah. Do you want slimier ice cream?
Is that something that you're
wanting?
Justin, will your bowels want slimy ice cream?
My bowels will not want that. My bowels don't want ice cream. But I like ice cream.
No, I like ice cream.
Thought I'd ask.
Slimy ice cream sounds like a band playing at the Sahara tent in Coachella.
Yeah,
it does.
I think I'm on board with this one.
No. There's not enough there for me to want to try it.
I feel like it would be good. Vanilla ice cream, olive oil, a good one, and a little salt. Like, that would actually, I think, be good.
Really?
Yeah. Patent that.
76% of people say, you monster. 6% said, sounds kind of good.
Like I said, there's not enough there for me to want. I feel like I won't gain that much.
Yeah, right. I'm with you on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like I'll gain less.
Yeah, you need to add some pickles.
And some peanut and some diced up peanuts.
Yes.
So this one I've heard of before, and I can't deal with it. How do you guys feel about watermelon and mustard?
No.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
Don't need that.
Like, no. I'm actually vomiting.
It's just yellow mustard. It's apparently, like, one of the most delicious food combinations ever, and it always makes me, like, gag a little bit.
I don't believe that.
I feel like that's an error. Like somebody had somebody had mustard and watermelon at a picnic and was like, oh fuck, they touched. And they dared somebody to try it.
Yeah, it was definitely an error for sure. Someone fucked up.
Big error in judgment. I don't like that. No. That's
dumb. I'm just imagining like this wedge of watermelon and like this like you know, like the mustard water, the mustard juice.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't want any of this.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. That mustard water, that's tough. Mustard
water's bad.
That's tough.
Water's never good.
The only time I'll allow it is when I'm making egg salad.
The mustard water?
Oh, well, yeah, because you get all mixed in.
I guess that's fair. That's not a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing. The worst thing, you got like a nice, like, I know you don't like hot dogs, but you get like a nice hot dog or whatever. And you're about to put like the mustard on. Oh, motherfucker! You gotta throw it away.
So you ruined it. You ruined it.
You soaked the bun.
He's like, I don't
soggy
want,
now.
I don't want a mustardy, soggy bun.
Yeah, there's so many bad things.
You ruined.
Mustard water's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Shake your mustards, fellas. That's it. Folks, please. Come on.
Yeah.
74% said absolutely not. Yeah, never, ever
it
would
be
I
higher.
Ever try that. 19% said there's a 50-50 chance I'd try it.
There's some weird math going
there's
on.
There's some weird math.
Chocolate pasta.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate pasta.
Like, is it like... Like, well, the details, I guess, don't really matter. But is it, like, hot and then you put the chocolate in it and then it melts? Like,
no,
or
I think
it, like, cold?
I think it's, like, noodles made out of chocolate, right?
No. Like, made with chocolate. Like, made with cocoa.
Sorry, made
in
with cocoa, yeah.
The...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a dessert pasta?
I'd eat it.
Like, you could imagine a dessert pasta?
I'm trying to think of one, but I don't know.
I'd eat it.
Like, could you, like, I'm not saying I would do it. But I'm trying to think of like maybe it's like a crepe type of situation,
mm-hmm. Like sliced strawberries,
sliced
and
strawberries,
powdered sugar,
maybe
or
something
Nutella.
Like that could work. Maybe
slapping your Nutella, your mascarpone,
the Nutella.
I don't know. I don't know.
But in that instance, couldn't you also just like buy a chocolate bar?
yes, you could.
Yeah.
These are people coming up with answers for questions that haven't been asked. Like,
right.
Just, you don't need this.
No, we don't. So, no.
But it makes for good content.
I don't think we need this.
Does this make for good content? No. I kind of want to try it, though.
You want to try this?
You do.
With, like, the crepe stuff? I don't know. I feel like it could be good.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to try this.
I would.
Yeah, I would try.
I'm going to say no.
I'm into it.
37% said no. 21% said yes. 42% said, I don't know how I feel about it.
Way to not take a stance.
What a great option.
Kind of vibe with them.
13,000 voters didn't know how they felt about that question. And yet here they are taking the BuzzFeed quiz.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
13,000 people on planet Earth were just like,
We don't know. I
really don't know how to feel about this one.
It just hits a lot of different people.
Yeah.
I'm doing this on the toilet. So.
It's kind of tough.
How do you guys feel about strawberries and soy sauce?
Like, that sounds like really, I don't want that. But you know what? I could teach their own.
I wouldn't want that.
I don't think I'd want that.
No.
70% agreed that they did not want that.
Yeah,
it was a weird flavor
combo. Yeah. And orange juice and cookies.
Yeah, that's a
good
one. Sure,
that's fine.
Hondo P.
I'm sure I've eaten
orange
juice.
You're not dipping the cookies, though, right?
It just says orange juice and cookies, and they're showing them separate from each other. So
even if you dip them, it's not really going to do that much.
I think it matters. I think it depends on the cookie.
Like, I'd obviously want milk or an almond milk.
I guess that's a fair point.
But
what does it show in the picture?
I would do orange juice.
Chocolate chip?
No, it almost looked more like a gingerbread cookie.
Oh, yeah. Then 100%. That's like,
that works, yeah.
Orange, ginger.
Get behind that.
So that was the lowest vote was, I've been missing this my whole life at 25%. But coming in strong, 41%, the largest voting group in this one. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I feel like that's easier to figure out than
the complacent group is coming in strong on this one.
So good.
Oh man. Crazy. And finally here, chocolate covered chips.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
Yep.
I've had them before.
Those are good. Yeah.
They're delicious.
Chocolate and chips.
They have that now. It's like a, I think it's a,
yeah, it's like a thing.
No, but Reese's makes those cups now, yeah, where they actually put chips in
oh,
them.
Oh, you're right. True.
Yeah.
Again, and it goes back to the sweet and salty. Like, it
works. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like I always like putting my M&Ms in my popcorn at the movie theaters.
Yeah, oh, I've done that actually.
That's everyone does it, right?
Well, I don't know about everyone, but...
Yeah, I don't do it.
But, oh, okay.
Like the majority of normal people don't.
Oh.
But
there are the select few that do. Yeah.
Some people do it.
There are those weirdos. Yeah. That do. No, I'm kidding. It does sound good.
So 56% said, yes, please. 16% said... No. 28% said, maybe. and that's it, guys. I love the thousands of people that came just on like, here just to click maybe over and over. Right?
Maybe.
Like, come on.
Like, you're not being graded.
Yeah, no one's really, no one knows who, like, what you're what? So, like, what you're picking. So, no, what do you care?
Yeah.
It's going to ruin my life.
Susan's gonna see that I'm logged into your Facebook and gonna know I want fucking chocolate pasta. I can't have Susan knowing.
My life is ruined.
Susan cannot know.
Yeah. That's Susan. She's a bitch.
That was fun, Shannon. I like that. That was good.
Mm-hmm. I love actually getting your opinions. I like that you're not a group of maybe-ers.
No, God, no.
Yeah. No, we fight to the death. Kind of.
I would maybe try that. Hi-ya!
No, for me, it's like yes or no.
It has to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not going to maybe try it.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day, you know, if I'm kind of hungry.
Fuck off.
You make some chocolate pasta.
You know what I could go for? Maybe some chocolate pasta.
Put some gabagool on it.
There's like a 50-50 chance I'd try that.
Yeah.
19% of us said 50-50. And what? Shut up.
Yeah. Not so good at math, those BuzzFeeders.
If you want to save the day with fucking hell, everything Pull the Plug related, check us out over at our website,
p2bpodcast.com, right, because that's where we've got a buzz feeder. It's a feeder for you.
Buzz feeder, it's a feeder for you.
I just wanted to get that in again.
Buzz feeder, buzz feeder,
it's a feeder for you.
That was hot.
I am like,
yeah. I'm really happy we got that in again.
That was good.
That's amazing.
Honored to be in the presence of whatever that was.
That was a hot one.
The greatness that just produced it.
It was hot something.
One. Yeah.
I mean, you can play the last song in the evening, but is it going to compare to that?
No, it won't.
it really
good
won't.
Luck, next musician.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry about your luck.
Tough act to follow.
Well, if you're still with us, last song of the night here is it's a cover of Death Cab's I Will Follow You Into the Dark by Jade Berkner here on PTP Podcast.
Roman rule, I got my knuckles bruised by a lady. I held my tongue as she told me, son, fear is the heart of love, and I never looked back. Heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied.
Berkner, that's I Will Follow You Into the Dark.
Great cover.
Love that.
Such a nice one.
We were joking earlier, you know, how can a song compare to the Buzz
Buzzfeeder?
And it turns out it did. It actually did. Yeah, so. Maybe even excelled it. So.
Yep. No, I would say it did, yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Want to do a little quick little rec room?
Rec room.
Oh, fuck. We are getting all kinds of musical genres.
A lot of sounds. But what is this?
And I'm a big fan. What's going on over there?
She's showing up. What is this?
What's going on?
This is an audio medium.
Is that your recommendation, Shannon?
What, this is her. Okay, throw it up. Throw it up.
She's getting really stupid ads online.
What
the fuck is that?
It's an octopus costume for a baby.
That's a horror movie right there.
That is weird.
Bop baby octopus.
The kid's tongue is out. The kid looks really happy.
Looks super
in this.
Jazzed on it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to share this.
Anyways, I'm buying it.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's been purchased.
Yeah. It's on its way.
What the fuck?
Weird. Okay.
That threw us all for a little bit, but it was worth it.
All right, so that's Shannon's recommendation.
Can you take a screenshot of that just so we can post it?
I'm posting it right now, everybody.
Amazing. Yeah. Follow us everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're rec room.
Rec room.
I've got two recommendations. I watched earlier this week. This is not earth-shattering by any means, but the director Jordan Peele, he's a pretty good director. He makes some pretty good movies. He directed Nope, and Get Out.
Okay.
And there's another one too, but I can't remember what it is. Doesn't matter. I watched Nope earlier this week. Hey, and that movie is goddamn amazing. It's incredible.
So remind the people.
I'm going to read the synopsis
about
it, and we'll just kind of go from that. It's residents in a lonely gulch of inland California bear witness to an uncanny, chilling discovery. It's incredibly vague, but it's basic. Yeah. It
sounds scary and good.
It's kind. There's aspects of scary, though. There's really only one like jump scare, which I like. I'm not a big jump scare kind of fan.
No, me neither.
Even like when I'm watching a horror-ish movie, there's a website like Where's the Jump, and it will actually screen time. It will tell you like timestamp, like this is when a jump scare is happening. I don't want
doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, wow. I don't want the jump scares. Like I appreciate them, and you still kind of get it because it's happening. But
yeah,
I can at least anticipate
you
it.
Be
and
prepared.
And I really like it. This is one of those movies where after you watch it, you kind of say to yourself, fuck, I love movies. Mm-hmm, like, the sound design is incredible in this. Acting is phenomenal. It looks amazing. Not really a spoiler alert because you very in like 15 minutes in the movie, you realize that this is going to happen. It has to do with like aliens. like an alien threat above this little farm.
Spoiler.
It's not.
A bit of a spoiler.
Not really. And the design of this alien thing is incredible.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It's like something you've never seen before as far as we're going to design this like ominous alien creature. And it would, whatever you're thinking, it's not it. Mm-hmm. It's so well done. And
I bet it's aliens.
It doesn't... You see that 15 minutes in.
No, but that was a spoiler for sure.
No, it's not.
I'm never going to watch it.
You're never going to watch it. You would actually, I don't know. You actually might like, you probably, Sarah, I bet you would like it.
Yeah, well, I'm already into it. Yeah. I was here for the conversation.
I think you would like it. It's up on Crave here in Canada. I would highly suggest checking it out. Again, I'm not saying anything new. The movie is very highly acclaimed, but I just watched it and I fucking liked it.
Yeah.
And finally, I've been listening to an artist on Apple Music called Chill Astronaut. Right. He does like lo-fi covers. Ooh. Like he does some like original stuff too, but he does like a lot of lo-fi covers.
Nice.
And they're really amazing. And our son is a big fan of the Spider-Man one.
Yeah.
So much so that I would like to play a small little snippet of it for you. Ooh, if I could,
yeah,
right here.
We'll
pop it in here because it's phenomenal.
Hello, Peter.
It's just so rad.
That's really cool.
Like that one's
hello,
like
Peter.
It's kind of like a creepy. That one's like kind of like a little creepy, which works so well for it. But Sarah, like, he's got a ton of like Lord of the Rings like lo-fi covers, it. Which you know I'm a fan of. It's awesome. Link in the show notes to Spotify and on him on Apple Music. But it's great. If you like lo-fi stuff, you'll dig his stuff.
So. Yeah, that was like really, that gave me like chills.
Yeah, it's sweet, just background bopping.
It's funny because just on that kind of same vein of the whole like lo-fi kind of sound, I've been listening to Donkey Kong Country.
Oh shit, yeah.
Like the music from Donkey Kong Country.
One of the best soundtracks in a video game ever.
Yeah, it's... Oh fuck! It's so good. Just on Spotify, just searched it up this morning. Drove to work, listening to all of the.
Love that.
Oh, so good. I think it was called the artist was called Good Night Productions.
Yes. Yeah.
And fuck, it was phenomenal.
If you look up like Good Night, on Spotify or even like
and just with a K
and YouTube,
K-N.
Like they put up like the all soundtracks, like the GoldenEye one is up there, Perfect Dark, like all
really?
Of like those kind of classic like Super Nintendo and N64 like, games that we grew up with. All those soundtracks are up there.
That's
like it's
phenomenal,
it's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's such a good soundtrack.
Yeah, so check that shit out.
All
it's
right.
So good.
Love that.
Yeah, that's amazing. I have a couple recommendations along the movie lines too. I just want to give a shout out to all of our Harry Potter fans out there. I've been really interested in Harry Potter theory lately, and on YouTube you can find a really good Harry Potter theory YouTube area, and yeah, it's called Harry Potter Theory, and it's like really good. If
Harry channel
Harry Potter Theory.
Oh yeah, it's a channel. Yeah,
okay.
It's a channel. He's got like a bunch of different like videos on like what you know the stories were. If you're like me,
the lore.
Yeah, if you're like me and you didn't read the books, and you probably never will. this YouTube series is like really good.
So it just showcases like highlights or backstories.
Yeah, it's like got backstories, like you know why Harry's parents were so rich. I don't know. Just
so
like
really dives.
618,000 subscribers. The guy's doing holy shit. That's amazing.
That's pretty.
Yeah,
high.
he's got some like fan theories too, which I don't really like watch, but a lot of interesting things. Like there's this whole like 45-minute video on like the whole history of like the Hufflepuffs and the.
Cool.
The different houses. And again, like if you don't read, then just watch these videos.
Like I can't read, so this would be great for me.
Yeah.
This is absolutely a rabbit hole that I could very easily find myself going down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just looking at these videos, like there's another YouTuber called Nerd of the Rings who does the same stuff, but just for like Lord of the Rings stuff. And it's the same stuff. And I'm like, I just all the time just deep dives into shit that
you're
like, why do I care about this?
Right?
But you
love that kind of shit.
I love that shit so much. Yeah.
I do like Nerd of the Rings as well.
And you guys are the same person.
I know.
Crazy.
And I have another recommendation that I literally just thought of because Justin brought up his previous artist, and it's along those lines. It's this artist named Pogo, and he does like electronic music, and he uses like video clips of like movies and makes them into like little like 2 to 3 minute like electronic songs, and it's so badass.
Okay.
It's called Pogo.
Yeah, the artist's name is Pogo. Like he's got like, I don't know, like songs from like, you know, the movie Hook or like Harry Potter or like I think you mean Star Wars, and yeah, like it's just really cool. So
with movie clips, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'd recommend going another deep dive on his YouTube or Spotify.
He's got a lot of very shit cool. Love this.
I actually do have a recommendation for the Rec Room. TV series on Disney Plus called Chippendales, and it is the story about the origins of the infamous nightclub and all the crazy shit that surrounded it. It is a ton of fun.
Interesting.
So streaming on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Kumail Nanjiani plays Steve Banerjee, I think is his name. Banerjee, the guy who started Chippendales. And yeah, it's a phenomenal series.
It's fucked up.
It's great. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
I bet it is.
Yeah,
I bet it is.
If you like seeing a lot of
cock,
no, there's no cock, but you do see a lot of mostly nude men.
Oh,
very muscular.
Mm.
I'm
in.
But
yeah,
like,
me too.
This like 70s stereotype of like hot men.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Well, and it was interesting. Like, it had come out just as I finished listening to a podcast around like the Chippendale murders and stuff. So like to see that kind of come into to play with the series and stuff too.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting.
Fascinating.
Gonna have to get on that.
It's good stuff.
Get on the Rec Room.
Guys, you guys came through in the Rec Room.
Yeah, we came in.
I love that. Good for you guys.
You're so
proud of you.
Yeah.
If you guys have any recommendations out there, listeners, something that you're watching, listening to, reading, maybe you are unlike us can read.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That first is of a all, I doubt really it. Good kudos gift. To you.
Let us know what you're checking out and what you're enjoying. Reach out to us via all of our socials, which can be found over at our website.
P2Ppodcast.com.
Yeah, it's basically just P2P Podcast, wherever
at
yeah. whatever service you're using. So.
Yep.
That's right.
Is that it?
That's everything.
Have we completed the mission?
We have.
We have come to completion.
Mission complete.
Feels nice.
You two took it in two very different ways.
You sure did.
And I appreciate both of them.
Yep.
Well done. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time for another episode of Bullshit. Until then, thank you so much for listening, and love your bodies.
Yep. And remember, kids, everybody deserves to come.
Later days.
And eat your dessert first.
Kiss my curvy butt. Goodbye.